Yesterday, President Obama made a stop in the swing state of Iowa. Behind the scenes, his re-election campaign is already in high gear there, with staff and volunteers aplenty. Governor Mitt Romney, on the other hand, was elsewhere this week, sewing up his party's nomination. As Iowa Public Radio's Kate Wells reports, the president's campaign hopes its head start in Iowa will make the difference come November.
If only the walls could talk at this former Blockbuster video store. Right now, it's Obama headquarters in Des Moines, with a couple dozen 20-somethings tapping away at laptops, hand-painting signs, and working the phones. But just a few months ago, during the caucuses, this was Romney HQ.
This is a good one. Hashtag, since Mitt's been gone, we took over his old office, burnt some cleaning sage, and got down to work.
Brad Anderson is the director of the Obama campaign in Iowa, which has used the Twitter hashtag, since Mitt's been gone, to do a little taunting and a lot of promotion. They're highlighting their volunteer events across the state and their 8 bustling Iowa field offices. All the perks of having an Obama network that never really packed up since the last caucuses. Meanwhile, the Romney folks don't have a new state headquarters yet, and Anderson says that's a big advantage for the president.
This is where every percentage counts, every phone call counts, every knock door counts, and because of the razor-thin margins right here, we really feel like our volunteer grassroots organization is going to be the difference in this election.
The Romney campaign declined to be interviewed for this story, but a person familiar with the campaign says Romney staffers will be on the ground in Des Moines by May 1st. Longtime Romney backer and Iowa State Representative Renee Schulte says you don't need to worry about the Romney campaign.
As you know, it was only a couple of weeks ago we finally got done with the primary, and so it's now we're just starting to put that transition team back together here. So we're going to ramp it up, and we're going to make sure that we're here, and we do everything we need to do to get from here to Election Day and be victorious.
Plus, Republicans in Iowa, like plenty of other states coming off of caucuses or primaries, they are riding high on new voter registration numbers. In this state, they've got a lead of almost 4,000 active voters and months of anti-Obama ads on the airwaves. Doug Gross ran Romney's Iowa effort 4 years ago, but has since parted ways with the candidate. He says the president's campaign is the one swimming upstream.
What Barack Obama has to do is change the narrative. Instead of this being about, am I happy with where things are now, and do I give this guy another 4 years, it's got to be Mitt Romney is a totally, totally unacceptable extremist alternative. That requires a lot of media, paid media, to do that.
In other words, ads. Yet in a tight race like the November election, neither side can just dominate the airwaves. University of Iowa politics professor Tim Hagel says on-the-ground campaigning is what bridges the enthusiasm gap for independent voters.
It's that whole idea of getting people excited about the race so that they do, in fact, turn out. And, you know, because if they don't turn out, then great, you're behind me, but I need your vote.
And that grassroots effort, that's what the Obama team back at the old Blockbuster store is banking on. One thing they can also count on, Mitt won't be gone for long. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wells in Iowa City, Iowa.